KSL News time is now 6:09, triple team traffic on this Monday morning, which begins with you, Andy Farnsworth. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. We start off with some malfunctioning traffic lights. It looks like crews may be on the scene now trying to get these working again. It's California Avenue underneath 215, so it's affecting people exiting the freeway on the west side belt at California Avenue and going underneath it in either direction. It's kind of a six-way stop. Be careful. A lot of cars are now going through there, so we don't want to see any crashes there. Full speeds on I-15, or at least as close as you can get on these wet roads from Point of the Mountain to downtown, but since it's not raining, the roads are already starting to dry out. Holly?
Taking a look at Utah County, things are pretty quiet out there. I-15 northbound is all clear, Spanish Fork up to the point, and Timpanogos Highway is trouble-free, as well as Pioneer Crossing in both directions. Eric?
Taking a look at the southbound I-15 trek from Ogden to downtown, we're seeing mostly dry roads right now, not enough congestion to cause any delays, so you're at normal speeds of the whole route. US 89 heading from South Weaver down to Farmington, that's looking good, as is Legacy Parkway in the 215 west belt. I'm Eric Butler with traffic at KSL.